You can dial in and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. As we launch here into the third hour, the number is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content of the site. You submit something you find online you think's interesting, submit it to our website, and then other listeners will vote whether they like or dislike it. And you can vote on things, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning more listeners are likely to see it, we're more likely to see it, maybe talk about it. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Now, tonight we've touched on fear, and we've talked about how it is that people are afraid. Whether it's the young man who was afraid that he might have to spend 20 years in prison for making a YouTube video, which was a little bit raunchy and kind of a joke video that he made. We talked about that in the first hour.
Profane, I think.
Yeah, and he ended up taking a plea deal and pleading out to 60 days in jail plus some other restrictions on his freedom after the fact, which was sad, and we were, you know, Mark, you were particularly upset about it. But it's also understandable because people have been beaten down. They have been beaten into submission. They have been scared to death by what they've seen around them, by what this government has done to people that are their friends, their family members, or maybe directly to them. The horrors of police abuse, the tax system, the various different regulations and controls on people's lives. I mean, we had a guy call in the other week who had the Department of Transportation in Delaware come and steal his basketball hoop from out the front of his house. It had been there for years.
These bureaucrats have to have something to do, right?
There's no end to the amount of insanity that these government people will subject us to, the amount of threats, the amount of extraction of wealth. It doesn't stop. There's always something new around the corner. There's always another regulation that they're planning. There's always a new tax that is just over the horizon. And the only thing that's ever going to stop that, besides the complete downfall of the system, would be people standing up for themselves. Because even if the system crumbles, even if the American federal government, which is having certainly is having problems, even if they the dollar does fall precipitously and we hit hyperinflation and they can't pay their the soldiers anymore,
all these bad things, right?
Quit, and the federal government just dissolves, just disintegrates. Even if that happens, something will come up in its place. You will have another government that will follow it, and as long as people aren't willing to stand up for their freedom, they're never going to have it. So whatever that new government is, might start out smaller, but over the generations it'll just get bigger and bigger, just like this supposedly small government was. It was allegedly chained down by the Constitution. So it
broke those chains.
Yeah, it takes courage for things to really change, for liberty to really advance. Each of us has to be willing to take some sort of level of risk. We have to be willing to stare in the face of those who would subdue us, of those who would tell us what to do, of those who would take from us what we earned. We have to be willing to stare those people in the face and say no, and then accept what comes, because for some of us doing that, something will come. Something perhaps violent will come. But if you're peaceful in response to their violence, then that just makes them look worse.
But you know, don't you find it interesting when you hear people say that there's a price to freedom, and that's typically why they argue that we ought to have the draft, or we ought to have a military, or you have to subjugate your own freedoms for the greater good.
Right, the price of freedom is taxes. What?
Yeah,
something like that. So, but for those out there that are still saying to themselves, "Well, I can't stand up. It's too risky. I'll be better off staying quiet. If I just stay quiet, then maybe they won't get me. Maybe if I just keep my head down and stay below the radar, maybe my family will be safe, because I don't want to take any risk. I mean, I've got a family, and I've got responsibilities, and I've got a job, and I've got this, and I've got that, and there's all kinds of reasons why you should just go along to get along. After all, that's why most people do, right? I mean, supermajority.
I flew below the radar for a long time.
Me too.
Yeah.
But there's always a time for you to emerge from that the cocoon, so to speak. And everybody's got their right time. Mm-hmm. But for somebody that thinks that they can get along for the rest of their lives, for somebody that thinks that they can just fly under the radar and hope that everything's going to be okay, I submit to you this email from, let's see, I think I can give his name, Robert. "This morning in Tucson, Arizona, I was awakened to loud knocking on my door. When I answered, it was the police. Mistake number one. Don't answer the door for the cops.
Unless you call them."
Yeah, unless you call them, which probably isn't a good idea these days. "Anyway, when asked my name and I verified..." That's another problem. You don't have to answer their questions. Anyway, going on. He says, at gunpoint, I was told to unlock my screen door and then move back into the room. I was then taken down to the floor and handcuffed, not allowed to dress, placed in a squad car, and taken to a local mental hospital.
Oh, my God.
The charge? Unhealthy mental ideations and paranoia concerning the government.
What?
Unhealthy mental ideations and paranoia concerning the government.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
When I arrived at the hospital, there were two friends I'd been advising to buy silver, to question the authority of the TSA, and to not voluntarily disclose citizenship at checkpoints in Arizona. Instead of debating me on these issues and others, they, with the force of the police, petitioned for my admission to a mental hospital. He was sent there by his so-called friends, because he questions the state, because he advocates freedom. Does this sound familiar to anyone?
Sounds like the Soviet Union.
That's right. Yeah. It sure does. A little more here. Only by extreme mental acuity and verbosity, demanding the right as an American to hold views not popular in the mainstream, by quoting segments of the Bill of Rights, did I finally convince a doctor to release me some 16 hours later. With the proviso that I will engage psychiatric care within the next 72 hours or I would be arrested again.
And this is in Arizona?
Tucson, Arizona. Mm-hmm. What is happening to our society, he asks, when they can use a mental hospital to place you in a drugged state, unable to even think for an indefinite period of time, simply for exercising your freedom of speech? He says, I'd like to talk to you if interested. Certainly, obviously. He says, I sent Mark a funny pacifier for his son's birth.
Yeah.
So this guy's a listener. He's been listening for a while. I think he's a Free Talk Live amplifier as well. He says he's got to get some sleep now. Very trying and scary day. But he wanted to get that email out to us to let us know what was going on. Now, how scary is that?
It is scary.
Wow.
So,
props for Robert in Tucson, Arizona.
So I bring that up because if you are of our mindset, if you are of the liberty mindset, if you believe in freedom, you understand what freedom's all about, maybe you talk about it, but you also think that you can get away with keeping your mouth shut in general and staying below the radar, just wait until you tell the wrong friend with quotes around it, just wait until you tell the wrong person about your beliefs, because you didn't think anything could happen to you for just talking about freedom, right?
And they're going to help you because they have the best of intentions and they care about you and they don't want you to be crazy and they don't want you to live in fear of the government
worried.
And da 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 da.
No, your friends are worried. They don't want you to get hurt by the government.
They're going to call the government?
Well, no, they want you to go along to get along. They don't like the idea that their friend who they care about would go and like rock the boat.
Right.
You could get in real trouble if you were to actually, you know, stop paying taxes or stop obeying the regulations. So let's just lock him in a mental hospital and let him know that we care about him. I mean, it's a crazy thing, right? But I don't think that they did it because they're evil. They did it because they think that he's putting himself at risk with these ideas and these beliefs.
But like they say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yeah.
Keep your good intentions to yourself. Leave me alone.
So what is just kind of addressing this at the person who's listening, saying to themselves, yeah, that's all well and good, you free stater types, but boy, I can't take any risks. Well, does that mean you're just going to shut the F up about your liberty beliefs for the rest of your life? Because if things keep going down this road, where anybody who expresses an interest in buying silver to insulate themselves against hyperinflation, or anybody who advocates standing up for themselves against the TSA, or whatever else, you know, fill in the blank, liberty advocacy, the idea that if you do those things, that you'll end up in a mental hospital?
Well, not only that, if they thought he was paranoid before, they've just done a whole bunch to you know, give him reason to be even more paranoid. Or, I mean, I'm saying that wrong, actually.
Right, well, don't call the government on somebody who thinks the government is a bad organization. It's crazy.
Well, people call the government when they think that somebody needs help, though, right? That's what they do. 1-800-259-9231. Those people aren't going to change anytime soon. So the question is, how will you change your behavior knowing that these things are going on?
Get away from those people?
Will this scare you into shutting up? Because I'm sure they would like it to. 1-800-259-9231. Just keep your head below the radar. Nothing will happen to you in the long run. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. RAVictory, ELYN, Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. The webcam is there. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch, to listen, and to chat, because the chat room is built into the same page. You can get interactive with other listeners there. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. It is free, thanks to memorydealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GVICs, XFPs, Zenpaks,
and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, that's memorydealers.com. So, we continue here. We'll take your phone calls about whatever you want, but just a scary, scary email came in that should be a heads up to everybody. One of our listeners was put in a mental facility against his will by two of his so-called friends because he was telling them things like, hey, you might want to buy some silver. The U.S. dollar is having a little bit of trouble. Silver, it's a good hedge against inflation. Not a bad idea to buy some silver. Doesn't seem like a radical thing to suggest, but it's, you know, a threat to the power of the state. The idea of people using alternative currencies, things like silver, is a threat to the dollar. And
well,
so,
what amazes me here is he didn't get any kind of hearing or anything like this.
Do you ever get a hearing when you get Baker acted?
The friends make some kind of accusation, so they make whatever accusation they make. And then the cops come to his door and pull guns on him.
That's right.
Literally. Like, I'm not kidding. They pulled guns on him.
His own home, telling him to get down the floor, not allowing him to get dressed.
There are different laws in different states, but in Florida it's called the Baker Act.
Yes, but you'd think that there would be some kind of something. As a matter of fact, to be Baker acted in the state of Florida, you cannot be Baker acted by an individual. You must be Baker acted by a psychiatrist or psychologist.
Really?
That's why that lady got thrown in jail in Longboat Key, because she was, in fact, a psychiatrist. She tossed her neighbor in jail for arguing with her over the hedge height or something like that. And so I know this to be true. No psychiatrist talked to this guy that I know of, according to the story.
Well, when he was in the hospital, he got...
Afterwards,
right?
He didn't get... But he was subdued against his will.
Well, how are you going to get him to talk to the psychiatrist except against his will?
They can come knock on the door.
But if he answers the door and says, I don't want to talk to you, then that's that.
He didn't do that. That didn't happen.
Well, right, he answered the door,
unfortunately. At least there's some protocol to be followed here. This is insane.
I think in California it's called pink sheet, pink sheeted. Mm-hmm. But that might be a little different because it's when the government essentially can, you know, hold you for 72 hours, then 2 weeks after that. But, I had someone, I don't register my vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a do-gooder who threatened to... called police and have and informed them that I was an unlicensed or improperly licensed driver driving an unregistered vehicle. And he was really concerned because he was afraid that I was going to one of these days be pulled over with my children in the car. I was going to go to jail and they were going to go to like a foster care or something like that. So he was trying to insist to me that he was doing me a favor.
Thanks.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he didn't end up doing it. We were like at a group gathering kind of thing, and the rest of the family and friends were able to like help him understand how ludicrous that was. But, the fact that the state even has the lawful authority to even do such a thing.
Well, they own you.
Is really,
it's just proof that they treat you just like, they own you. And this is an uppity slave. This is a slave who is starting to think things that we don't want.
Mm-hmm.
He's starting to say things to the other slaves that are threatening, not to the slaves, but to the power structure. They're threatening to our system. They're threatening to our authority. And you need to be dealt with. We need to get this slave away from these other slaves and get him on some medication. And so they tried. He managed to get out. But now they're saying to him he's going to get arrested again if he doesn't put himself under some sort of psychiatric treatment.
He should come here to New Hampshire.
No kidding.
Get on out here.
Because, look, this isn't going to stop. This isn't going to stop. The state is... Well, they're talking about putting Bernard von Nothaus from the Liberty Dollar, a man who created an alternative currency, in prison for 25 years. Because... They're calling him a domestic terrorist. Why? Because his Liberty Dollar threatened the legitimacy of the U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can do it to Bernard von Nothaus and they can do it to this guy, they can do it to you. So you either believe And I think it's ludicrous. You either believe that you can just keep your mouth shut and keep your head down and hold your liberty beliefs close to your heart for the rest of your life and just kind of huddle down wherever it is you are and hope that something doesn't happen to you and your family, or you can get together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people and make a stand for freedom. Mm-hmm. What's your choice? What do you want to tell your grandkids about what you did for freedom in our lifetime? So go to freestateproject.org to learn more as we go to your phone calls about whatever you want. We'll talk to Shadow is listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Shadow, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I'm stunned. I'm telling you, I'm stunned about that thing in Arizona because I've lived in Arizona before myself, Phoenix. And, well, I never had any problems myself, you know, but...
How long ago was that?
Well, that was in the 90s. Arizona has more anti-government people there than any other state, in Colorado's second place. So
How do you quantify that?
Well, I knew a lot of them there, and and so, we used to go out in the desert and, you know.
So you're only going on your own little case study and what you've experienced in the places you've been. I'm not saying that's not legitimate, but it's certainly not any kind of scientific study. Shadow, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Chris, listening in Georgia. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yes. Wednesday day, actually, my next-door neighbor who has paranoid schizophrenia felt that one of our other neighbors was trying to hurt him. He got an AK-47 and open fired a full clip into that person's house.
Wow.
No one was hurt, but SWAT swarmed my property. It's not inside my house, but on my property. I walked up and found two of them with shotguns.
Wow.
That's scary.
Up front.
Mm-hmm. So what ended up happening with your friend and your neighbor?
He's in jail now.
Okay.
He was in the psych ward for a while, and now
well, that's
he's
one
in
of
jail.
Those situations where I think SWAT was being used appropriately. It's very rare that obviously
I do too.
Yeah, I don't have all the details obviously on what happened, but that was the original intention behind SWAT, was to have them used in a dangerous situation where somebody's actually threatening the lives of innocent people. Mm-hmm. Whereas now we see them being used for drug raids all the time instead.
Oh yeah, no, and they acted very professionally. No one was injured.
So they managed to subdue the man without hurting him.
Correct.
That's good.
The only other thing is the bomb squad, because someone had reported that there was a bomb used, kept me out of my house for 4 hours.
That's annoying. Did they buy you lunch at least?
No, I wish they did. Yeah. I had to have a friend buy me lunch because I was running low on funds.
Hey, yeah, thanks. Sure. You couldn't get in your house, get any money.
Glad to hear a positive story about SWAT. It's pretty rare that actually happens. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. The number here, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Once again, 800-259-9231.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can punch up m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and podcast. Once again, that's m.freetalklive.com.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bold-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one.
So, Mark, apparently there was some big news for people in the Liberty community up here in New Hampshire from a political side of things. Obviously, there was the 420 celebrations that happened earlier this week, which were incredible, with over 250 people turning out at the State House and having an enjoyable time together and celebrating their freedom to, or their freedom of their, or the rather the desire to own themselves. They certainly were acting like free people on that particular day, which was pretty great. Unfortunately, the man we're going to talk to wasn't able to make it to that event because I don't think he was quite here yet, but I think it was the next day, Mark, when Gary Johnson actually announced his candidacy for president.
I think it was yesterday.
Was that yesterday? Let's get Gary on the line here. He's with us from somewhere in the White Mountains of New Hampshire as he prepares apparently to ski some sort of ravine up in the White Mountains.
Oh, you are not going to go ski that ravine. Are you really? I'm so jealous.
Conway to Steve Tuckerman.
Gary Johnson's a bit of an extreme sports enthusiast.
It's really nice. There's like 600 to 1,200 vertical feet, a really nice chutes and nice rocks. And
it sounds like the way to die.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous.
So, Gary, we actually had you in here in the studio.
Be fun tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, we had you in the studio here a few weeks ago, and at that time, you know, there was kind of some beating around the bush regarding a run for presidency, and it was a really lengthy and great interview of 2 hours, and we talked about a variety of different liberty-oriented issues, and you were very palatable for a politician, as I commented. You know, there's no bile that's coming up in the back of my throat.
Would I like him, though?
I think you might. I mean,
no.
There's this picture right there.
Well, yeah, but you know me. I don't vote, right?
Well, it doesn't matter. You asked if you'd like him or not.
Yeah. Okay. GaryJohnson2012.com is the new website, and so you've decided to throw your hat in the ring. Why, Gary?
Well, one, that I would actually do a good job and that I can do it, and that, you know, it is about having a resume to be able to step up and be able to attempt this in the first place. And I'd like to think that you guys would do a great job and that you would articulate all these issues. Well, you'd do a better job articulating the issues, but here it is. I'm going to engage in this contest to try and be a voice for the Republican Party. And talk about liberty-based issues and the fact that this country is bankrupt and how we go about fixing that. And we go about fixing that by recognizing that government ought to be limited and that so much of what government does just ends up spending a whole lot of money with really no impact on any of our lives.
Now, Gary Johnson, you have more than anybody cred when it comes to limiting government. When you were the governor of New Mexico for 2 terms, I guess that's 8 years, is that right?
Yes.
You vetoed more bills than all the governors in all the other 49 states combined. Is that right?
You know, that might be a bit of an embellishment, but maybe not. I mean, 750 bills.
That might be more than any governor ever.
Oh, yeah, any governor ever, yeah, I think that's a clear distinction, but a lot. And only 2 were overridden. The state is 2-1 Democrat, so I always point out that I just think it speaks volumes to the fact that people really appreciate good stewardship of tax dollars, and I think people really appreciate good dialogue when it comes to issues.
Well, you know what I appreciate as far as that dialogue is concerned, you were always, I felt like you were giving us straight answers when we asked you questions, and you were good for that. And there aren't very many politicians who are going to give you a straight answer besides no regarding drug reform, but yet you've got it primary on your website. It's one of your main issues. When you click on the issues section of your website, drug policy reform is one of your front running issues, and I have to say that I'm glad to see that happen. I'm glad to see it's not being, you know, sidelined or kind of putting aside to not distract from whatever else you want the voters to look at. This is really a critical issue, and you're one of the few politicians who actually acknowledges that.
Well, it is a big issue, and for me, as governor of New Mexico, everything was a cost-benefit analysis. What are we spending our money on, and what are we getting for the money that we're spending? And
I can appreciate the pragmatic implications of that, but, you know, you mentioned just a second ago about limited government. So you do see that there is a legitimate reason to have any civil government whatsoever? Like, I'm an anarchist.
No,
I don't believe that there ought to be a state over me or that I ought to be able to vote a leader over you. So I understand that that's kind of a hardline position, and it's not one that you obviously share. So can you, you know, give me your philosophical interpretation of why there ought to be some government whatsoever?
Well, I think, I don't think I'm going to go anywhere with that conversation.
Yeah, right.
From the standpoint that obviously I'm engaged in running for president of the United States. So in that context, I'm believing that there is a role for government. And although a limited role, and that limited role would be a very bottom line, the protection of me against any harm that you might do to me, whether that be from a property standpoint or physical harm, and that the government itself would have a responsibility to protect us as citizens from any country that might raise arms against us. So fundamentally, I guess that is the role of government.
Yeah, I would say, Michelle, to expect anybody who's running for president to, you know, be a principled anarchist is pretty lofty.
Well, no,
on your
I was definitely acknowledging that I was an anarchist and that he clearly was not. But he mentioned cost benefit analysis, which is a rather relativistic ends justifies the means sort of position philosophically. So I have understood from other people that are involved with his campaign things that he's just a very principled man. And so I was kind of wondering what the foundation of his belief is, and he basically said property rights. And
there you go.
Okay.
So, so Gary, what's the campaign's plan? I mean, were you running in 2008?
No.
You weren't.
No, and the plan is, and that's the reason for the announcement in New Hampshire, is to do well in New Hampshire.
Hmm.
And what I have recognized from the very first time that I've come to New Hampshire is that citizens here in this state are really open-armed when it comes to listening to the debate and the dialogue, and that they're going to listen to everybody that's in this race. And that's all I ask for. Listen to what I have to say, and that I would have an equal shot at potentially, you know, getting a person's vote. Hey, that's all you can ask for. And in New Hampshire, it's been renowned that it doesn't take a whole lot of money. It takes a whole lot of work,
mm-hmm.
And certainly I won't be criticized for a lack of work.
That's for sure.
In this upcoming endeavor,
you've been in New Hampshire probably more times than you've been back in New Mexico with your family with your Our America initiative, and now people can go to what is it, GaryJohnson2012.com.
Well, and plus he's got the Free Staters and the Liberty Activists here, which is a community unlike any other. I mean, have you ever seen anything like the Free State community, Gary? In your travels?
No, I haven't. And again, that's very exciting. And I love the Free State Project. I remember, and I can't pinpoint the year, but I remember when the Free State Project was looking at New Mexico as a potential site. And
I don't think it ever was, actually. Maybe it was really early days, but back when there were 10 different states. And by the way, I'm sorry, Gary, do you want to stick with us here for a little bit, or do you have to run, or what's your plan here?
Sure. Right, I can stick with you for 30 minutes.
Super.
If that works.
Well, we're going to wrap things up here in just a moment. Our final segment is coming up. So maybe if you've got a question for Gary Johnson, it's probably not the last time we'll be hearing from him during the campaign.
I hope not.
Thing is that he's actually going to be up here in New Hampshire for a good amount of time from what we understand. So if you don't get in at this time, there may be another chance. But if you do have a question for him, 800-259-9231. You can also bring up anything here. It is Free Talk Live.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more. But we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional street collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming at $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
My name is Megan, and this is my LifeLock story.
Imagine opening your door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief.
Identity thieves use my identity to buy cell phones and computers online. They shipped the stolen phones to my home, where they actually staked out my house waiting for the delivery.
Fortunately, Megan had advanced warning from LifeLock, and a potential tragedy was averted.
I believed LifeLock would protect me from identity theft, but when thieves showed up at my home, LifeLock just may have saved more than money. LifeLock's services are amazing. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it.
LifeLock is on a mission to help stop identity theft, but they can't protect you if you're not a member. The call takes just minutes, plus you'll get 60 days of LifeLock risk-free. If you're not delighted, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Time for your call and your thoughts. You can certainly get on the line with a question for Gary Johnson, who is throwing his hat into the ring, or has thrown his hat into the ring, for the 2012 presidential campaign. You can go to GaryJohnson2012.com. And as I've said before, Gary is somebody who, he's a politician I can actually speak with without feeling white-hot disdain rising in the back of my mind. Because he actually will answer questions honestly, at least from my encounters with him. He was actually at the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year. We've talked a lot about Porkfest. Gary Johnson was there for the pot debate. He was up on stage with Rich Paul and with Matt Simon, a couple of the liberty activists up here that have moved here as part of the Free State Project. And Gary, I don't know, are we going to see you back at Porkfest this year?
Yeah, I think so. Like I say, I'm planning to make New Hampshire my second residence, and that's a good thing. I like I say, I really have. I've been to 34 states, and there's an attitude here in New Hampshire, and maybe it's the fact that New Hampshire understands that they get to vet all the candidates, and they basically stamp the candidates that the rest of the nation. Makes judgment on.
They, now, wait a minute, Gary. Come on now.
Yeah,
on.
I don't agree with that either.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You're pandering, aren't you? The idea that New Hampshire is going to be your second your second residence. I mean, are you serious and actually are going to spend part of the year every year in New Hampshire, even if you're not running for president?
Are you going to sign up for the Free State Project?
No. I didn't mean to imply that at all. I was meaning to imply that during this campaign that it would be a second residence.
It's very outdoorsy, and as I understand, you like to bike, right? Is that correct?
I do. My passion is mountain biking and skiing.
There's very nice skiing and outdoor adventure stuff here, and so you'd have a lot of people that are interested in doing that with you. But as far as the New Hampshire people, I think that the New Hampshireans are fundamentally just really very self-reliant people. And I don't really have, in my encounters with them in the last year, it hasn't had anything to do with the voting, but rather just this fierce independence and desire to be left alone.
Well, from Gary's perspective, I mean, it is the first state or whatever that has the primary, and so it's just, I think it's going to work out well for you, Gary. Mark, did you have any questions for Gary?
Yeah, you know, you're running here, and you're sort of a pro-liberty candidate, and, you know, we'd be remiss to not mention Dr. Ron Paul, who seems to be on the fence about running. Maybe, you know, he certainly had a huge showing in 2008, had incredible fundraising, but, you know, when he's been asked about it, he's been like, you know, running for presidents is hard, and I don't want, you know, it's tough, and he's not exactly sure, you know, he's not acting like he's acting like he wants to, but not talking like he wants to. Do you think he'll split the liberty vote? What do you, people have to have said this to you. What do you think?
Well, first of all, it's got to, I'm looking to grow the Republican base. The idea here is to win. So if Ron Paul and I split 9% of the Republican vote, that's really kind of a moot point. But if we end up splitting 52 or 54% of the Republican vote, then that's really a detriment. And it's got to be in that 50% range to be successful here, to actually govern.
So are you on the are you on good terms with Ron Paul? Do you speak with him on occasion?
Yes. You know, I endorsed Ron Paul during the last election, and I'm a Ron Paul fan.
Do you think that, I mean, have you spoken with him since your announcement?
Not since my announcement,
What do you think the chances are that Ron Paul will endorse you this time around?
You know, I wouldn't pretend to know the answer to that.
Would it be something that you'd be seeking?
As governor of New Mexico, I never seeked any endorsements. I just thought that by seeking endorsements, that somehow then would have an importance to it. And depending on who endorsed you or who didn't, you know, the world doesn't turn on that dime. Mm-hmm. It's what you have to say. And for those that don't endorse, you know, I take no offense. I take no offense at it at all.
So I don't know much about
the process is fair and.
Yeah. Gary, I don't know how much about the whole primary aspect. What does it take to get into those debates? Because obviously Ron Paul being in the Republican debates in 2008 was a major coup for the ideas of liberty. For him to be able, even though he was sidelined as much as they could sideline him, even though the media ignored him as much as they possibly could, Ron Paul made it so he could not be ignored because of his message, which was a pretty principled message. And I think even Michelle would have to admit that Ron Paul's a pretty principled dude. You did? Okay,
yeah.
There you go. So maybe you'll even give some money to Gary Johnson. Who knows? But Gary, what does it take to get into those debates?
Well, there's no question that I'll be involved in the debates. None.
Oh,
there's no ifs, ands, or buts. I've been a Republican my entire life. I served two terms as governor of New Mexico. I'm a legitimate contender with a resume that speaks to smaller government. Liberty and freedom.
Now, Gary, I'm sorry, Michelle. I'll let you take the next one. When I hear those news folks talking, they always mention Tim Pawlenty, and then they'll talk about some other people. It's a wide open field. I never hear the news people say your name or Ron Paul's name, even though Ron Paul placed third in the I think it was the New Hampshire primary or something like that. He there was a pretty good place. You've got executive experience out the wazoo, as good as any of these other guys, and better. Why is it that the mainstream media isn't mentioning you? At least when I hear.
Like I say, you're not going to get a complaint out of me. I'm not complaining about the process. I feel well treated by the media, and going forward, it's an earned kind of a thing, and I fully expect to earn that attention, and I believe that, and that's the way I've been treated to this point, and so I really don't have any complaints about the whole thing right now. We talked about this ahead of time, where I needed to be at this point announcing, and I'm there.
So you
like
think
I say,
you're going to be welcome at the speeches and at the debates unlike David Cobb from the Green Party and Michael Bednarik from the Libertarian Party back.
Well, they weren't going in the Republican debates.
They were going in the national debates. Right, but they wanted access because they were on the ballot.
Well, they wanted access to the national debates. What you're talking about, Michelle, are the national debates that happened after the primaries. He's talking about going into the primary debates with the Republican
candidates. Right, and what
candidates.
He said is he's basically earned his chops and has a right to be there. And those men thought that they had also because they were actually on the ballot. So do you have a plan B in the event that you're shut down and everything the way Ron Paul was? Because, you know, because I think that the message of Liberty.
No plan B. Mm-hmm. No plan B. It's not going to be plan B. It'll be the former.
Well, I think this will be interesting because, you know, maybe the reason why Ron Paul wasn't attacked as much as he could have been was because he's an old guy. You know, maybe they felt like, oh, let's not pick on this old man. Let's just put him on the shelf and sideline
him. Laugh at him and point at him and yell at him?
They did as many chances as they could, but they also sidelined him and ignored him as much as possible. There's a chance that Gary Johnson being, you know, what are you, in your 40s, late 40s? Early 50s?
Nice. Well, I'm 58 years old.
Okay. You're so handsome.
You're a very fit guy. I mean, you're very young in appearance. But you're certainly a little more spry than Ron Paul. Maybe they will just go
Ron
all
Paul's
out.
Ron Paul's great for his age, but
and
I mean,
attack you.
Oldest president if he gets elected.
Maybe they'll go all out and attack you because you know, they'll feel like you can handle it. I don't know. I'm excited to see what happens, especially when you get up there and you just clean their clocks on the drug war issue, which I hope that you'll make an excuse of bringing up because are good, they're not going to ask you about it.
Well, I would think that if they do ask me about it, and if it becomes part of the debate, you know, break out the champagne.
Governor Gary Johnson, I think you had a money bomb yesterday, or you're going to have one tomorrow or something like that. How did that go? Or if it hasn't gone yet, plug it? Or
no, I don't think there was one scheduled, but what I do know is that the 2012.com is up and running, and because of, and this is real minutia, but because of filing and getting filed late yesterday afternoon in Colorado, that we actually had to have a bank account before we could accept the computer. This is real minutia.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
We really don't know what we've raised during the first day, but I'm very curious.
Well,
about
I don't
that
either.
Myself.
Oh, very good, Mark.
Well, I knew I wanted him to get positive feedback because I wasn't sure what kind of news coverage you'd get or anything like that.
I was
going
to give you a cupcake, but now
Gary Johnson, 2012.com. Gary, always nice to hear from you, and I'm sure we'll do so again, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. And Eric, my son who's with me, actually just gave me a little message that the money bomb was independent. It didn't have anything to do with us.
Okay.
Very good.
Have fun tomorrow.
Gary, thanks.
All
yeah, and be
right.
safe
Thank
on that
you.
Mountain.
Thank you,
Thank you for your
all
time
right.
tonight. If you didn't get on, apologies. That was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. We had the opportunity to have him on. Call us back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at night Eastern. We'll get you on. You can talk about anything you'd like. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors want to talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.